Another building for grain in general, do people around here ever use the word granary or granary?
Never heard anybody use that. Okay. I never have.
All right. What about the word silo?
Oh, yeah.
Anything to you?
Oh, yeah. The silo is a large cylinder-shaped. It's for storing silage. It's souring leaves, stalks and leaves. Mm-hmm. I always think of corn as being silage, but it's put in there to sour and feed the cattle with.
Okay. This word, just for pronunciation, the word house, but plural would be, you'd say three or four.
Houses.
Sure. Okay. What, talking about hay, after the hay's cut, if the farmer's not going to bale it right away, he just might pile it up into these big old things. What would you call that?
I'd call it a shock.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think many other folks around here would.
What do you suppose other people would call it?
I think most of them would just call it a pile of hay. I don't think they'd have any name for it.
What about haystack?
I've hardly ever heard that word, except in nursery rhymes.
Yeah, do you see the things around here much? Hay piled up like that?
No, hardly ever, but you see these round bales is all.
Kind of wrapped up like a rug?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. It's just wrapped up into a large bale, maybe 8 or 9 feet high, or 8 or 9 feet in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly ever see it piled up, except when they rake it and bale it.
So they still call them bales, although they're not those the ones that you used to see, the kind of rectangular shape.
Yeah. Well, they still do that a lot too. But I think they do call it bales, either one of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Around here, can you have a shelter for hay if you didn't want to put it in the barn? You might just have some kind of structure like four poles and a roof that you'd stick it under.
I don't know about that. I don't know any name. I always hear people talk of the hay barn.
Yeah, but that's a fully enclosed.
I always think of it as being fully, mm-hmm. being fully enclosed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Does the word windrow mean anything to you?
No.
Okay, fine. That's all right. Let's see. What about buildings where your animals would be kept? Like, would you have any kind of special barn for the cows?
No, I don't think so. I always think of the, where animals are as being the barn.
Yeah.
But if it were chickens, I always think of it being the chicken house.
Sure.
Or the hen house.
Right. Do you know cow barns? You ever heard that around here?
I've heard it, but I always think a cow barn as being a place where they're taken to be sold.
Mm-hmm. I see. That's kind of like at an auction.
That's exactly it. Okay. I heard the cow barn or the horse barn or the pig barn, but I always think of that as being the mm-hmm. place where they're, where they're
yeah.
sold.
Would there be, you mentioned horses, would there be a shelter or building for horses on the farm other than the place where they're sold?
Maybe the stable would be, but I always think of the stable as being sort of a corral inside the barn. I don't think of the stable as being a separate building.
Okay. And on the farm, the place where you keep your hogs, that would be the?
Just the pig pen or the hog pen.
Yeah. You ever heard of a hog pen that had a concrete floor?
A few years ago, they made them. I don't understand all that, of course, not being in the hog business,
yeah.
but somebody had some sort of regulations, I'm sure some government regulation, that pigs to be sold, if they were to be sold in the market, they had to be raised on concrete and any food or slop that they were fed had to be cooked twice, but I think that's done away with. I think a few folks maybe did it, but it turned out to be, it took more capital than they had, and it just took more, it was just more than they could afford to do it. And I think the supply really got low, and that's why they